The independent inquiry into the Hazelwood mine fire begins this morning in Victoria's Latrobe Valley. The fire started in early February and choked local residents with acrid smoke and ash for weeks. Samantha Donovan reports.
The fire broke out in a disused part of the Hazelwood coal mine on February the 9th. Over the next few weeks, thousands of residents of Morwell and surrounding communities struggled to breathe and complained of nausea and ash-filled homes. But the state government never ordered a complete evacuation of the area. Graham Middlemiss is a Latrobe City Councillor and the state vice president of the CFMEU's Mining and Engineering Division. For him, the crucial issue for investigation is the response of state government agencies.
Did they do enough, quickly enough, to respond to the needs of the community? The emissions in the first couple of weeks were horrendous. Were they correctly monitored? Were the correct decisions taken about actions in relation to the health of the community? Certainly issues about the firefighting will need to be examined. There's a lot of debate in the community here as to what actually caused the fire.
What sort of questions do you want to see answered by the mine's owner, GDF Sewers?
Well, within the community, and this is a mining and power generation community, there are a lot of people who have worked in that mine, a lot of people who've got relatives who've worked there, a lot of people who work beside it. And there seems to be a view that the fire defences of the mine could have been better. There have been allegations that in the older part of the mine, which is the part of the mine that caught on fire, some of the fire defences had been let drop in standard.
Things like the sprinklers?
The sprinklers, the ring main, etc. And I think that needs to be answered.
The Hazelwood Mine Fire Inquiry is being led by the former Supreme Court Judge Bernard Teague, who also chaired the Black Saturday Bushfires Royal Commission. Over the next 3 weeks, public hearings will examine how the fire started, the response, health issues and the measures in place at the mine to prevent fires. Councillor Middlemiss says local residents are keen for the inquiry to start.
So we can really learn from this, and the learning may be about firefighting techniques. It may be about further fire defences that are needed in Latrobe Valley and what ready reaction force needs to be in place that when emissions are coming down on a community so they can react literally within a couple of hours of it happening, not a couple of weeks. What is the real trigger for evacuation? You know, it may be that the inquiry says, no, you should have evacuated the town early.
The mine's owner, GDF Sewers, says it's been helping the inquiry's board members and will participate in the public hearings. The Victorian government is expecting the board's final report by the end of August.
Samantha Donovan.